Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Tuesday, January 18th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The LA Fire Department has struggled for years to bring in more women and more people of color to serve as firefighters, but the ranks are still overwhelmingly male and still significantly white and shot through, some say, with sexism, racism, and a culture of retaliation. LA Fire veteran Kristen Crowley, the first woman nominated to be LA's fire chief, says she aims to change that.
I vow to create and support and promote a culture that truly values diversity, inclusion, and equity within the entire organization.
Mayor Eric Garcetti today named Deputy Chief Crowley to succeed retiring Fire Chief Ralph Tarasas. You name it, Kristen Crowley has done it over her more than two decades at LAFD. Firefighter, paramedic, captain, battalion chief, and LA's first female fire marshal. Christine Larson is the president of LA Women in the Fire Service. She says she likes that Crowley promises to tackle LAFD's diversity problem. She says it wasn't a priority for Chief Tarasas.
He talked about the things, the electric fire engines and, you know, the robotic firefighter and the helicopters and the boats. And he forgot about the people. It's the people that are on those apparatus that make this department.
The LA City Council still needs to confirm Crowley's appointment to be LAFD chief. Now to COVID-19, infections are especially high in shelters and camps for unhoused Angelenos. And when you don't have a permanent place to stay, you also don't have a place to isolate or quarantine while you're sick. That's why there's a call to put a hold on LA's camp cleanups. The story from KPCC's Phoenix So.
Under an ordinance known as 4118, council members can target encampments in their districts for cleanup if outreach workers offer shelter to unhoused folks first.
We just can't enforce that they move indoors when there isn't a place to go.
LA Family Housing CEO Stephanie Klasky-Gamer says the organization's interim housing sites are all under quarantine, as are others. Unhoused people are at high risk for serious illness from COVID. LA Legal Aid Foundation attorney Shayla Myers says the city should not be trying to compel people into going into shelters right now.
People who need to quarantine or need to have sort of COVID bubbles who can shelter in place can't do that if encampments are being broken up.
The CDC has said if individual housing options are not available, people living in encampments should be allowed to remain where they are and prevent the spread of the virus. The federal government is offering reimbursements that would allow the city and county to rent out more hotel and motel rooms for people who need a place to quarantine or isolate. Myers says the city should take advantage of that federal funding and expand Project Roomkey. Public Health reports 252 active outbreaks in encampments, shelters, and other homeless service settings. That's up from 150 2 weeks ago. I'm Phoenix So.
Since we're talking about not enough places where unhoused Angelenos can stay safely, let's circle back to last week's report from LA City Controller and State Controller candidate Ron Galperin. He listed 26 city-owned locations that could provide immediate shelter. And what do the people who could use that shelter think? Well, some of them shared their thoughts with KPCC's Unhoused Communities reporter, Ethan Ward.
The largest vacant lot is located in South L.A. That's where I met Asa Grissett, an unhoused man who hopes that city council members decide to build more tiny homes.
If they tiny, they shouldn't take that long. You know what I'm saying? If they tiny homes, they shouldn't take that long to build. I even help. They give me a job, should I work too?
Damon, who declined to use his last name to protect his privacy, is a 43-year-old unhoused man. At a homeless access center located in Watts, he said he hopes council members will move quickly.
I've been homeless now going on 3 years, sleeping in my car, sleeping wherever. I'm just trying to get me some type of housing so I can be stable, so I can say, yeah, this is mine, you know.
The locations listed could be used for tiny homes, safe parking spots, or support services like restrooms and showers. But these are just recommendations, and it's up to the city council to decide to move forward. Some council members are exploring their viability. Others expressed hesitation, saying they're looking at alternative sites. Covering unhoused communities, I'm Ethan Ward.
The Grammys were supposed to happen on January 31st at the newly renamed Crypto.com Arena in downtown L.A., but the surge of Omicron-powered COVID-19 cases forced a postponement. Well, now we have a new Grammy date, April 3rd, and a new Grammy venue, the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. They switch venues because the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Kings have the Crypt in L.A. booked in April. Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another L.A. Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.